Hello, this is AJ. Today is Sunday, April the 22nd. This is TQP number 19, titled All Around Success. Yes, it's the weekend and I am putting out a podcast. No notes, just a little babble. Having a little bit of problem talking this evening. It was a very, very busy past 3 days for me. This week, I'm going to talk about my week 3 winner, my week 4 giveaway, of which I still have to post, listener comments, my boutique beauty progress, online viewing, paint stick craze, my upcoming move, new local quilt shop, and finishes. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back, and thank you for listening. So let me get started. My week 3 giveaway winner is Colleen. She was lucky number 3. I pulled the number through random generator yesterday, being Saturday, when I returned from Georgia. However, I sent her an email, and this morning when I checked to see if I had gotten a response for her, I neglected to send the email, so it was sitting in my mailbox as a draft. So, Colleen, I hope you're listening so that you'll know that you are my week 3 winner. And the email, I don't know what date it has on it, but it was supposed to be sent yesterday. However, it didn't get sent until today. So, my week 4 giveaway, this will be my last giveaway for the month of April, unless for some reason Colleen doesn't respond to me by next Saturday, then I would put that up as another giveaway or do the random generator for someone that commented on that podcast. But anyway, getting back to the business at hand, my week 4 giveaway will be 4 fat quarters. I will post a picture of them. So hopefully you'll come by and take a look at my blog. Come by and just comment. Comment on anything you'd like to comment. Quilty related, knitting related. As long as it's craft related, I am happy with it. So just leave me a comment. Maybe a comment of something you want to hear me talk about. Maybe not. But anyway, that is my week 4 giveaway requirement, is to leave a comment on my blog. My blog is iknitquilt2.blogspot.com. The easiest way to get there is just to put in thequiltingpot.com, and that will take you to that blog. So if you want to play along, leave me a comment. Speaking of comments, I'd like to thank everyone who's commented on my blog over at Blogspot and those who have commented over at Podbean and as well as on iTunes. I did notice I did have one new iTunes review, and I do appreciate that. So thanks, everybody. Keep being patient with me. I'm still learning this. I thought I would be better by now, but you know, all things get better with time. And since I am not podcasting every week like I started out, it's a little harder for me. So I'm trying to get at least 2 podcasts out a month. And I know I've said that in the past. Now, over the next 4 weeks, it may be a little more difficult for me because I am getting ready to relocate. By mid-May, I will no longer live in Virginia. My new home will be in Georgia. And that's where I was the past 3 days, looking for a place to stay. So, in fact, I did find a place. It's a nice little single-family home. So that will be my home for the next few years, and we'll see how it goes. So if you're near the Savannah area, leave me a comment and let me know, because I will be new to that area. Pam, I'm close to you, but not that close. So I will be, I don't know what they call Georgia people. Georgians, could that be it? If not, I will no longer be a Virginian. I will be a Georgian, if that's what they call it. Is it? Somebody let me know. The next thing I want to talk about is my boutique beauty progress. Well, it's coming along. I have 4 of 16 blocks. My initial thought process was to use gold, different golds as my common background, but using black as the background for the spikes. Well, I'm not so sure if I want to use different golds. So right now I am just working on the spikes and different batiks with blacks. I do have 2 different color blacks. However, the golds, I'm not sure if I'm going to try to use all of the same golds or different golds. My problem with that is the gold that I truly like, the one that I posted, has like a little purple spots all around. And I can't find that fabric. I have no idea where I got it from or when I even got it. So that was the reasoning that I wanted to go back to using different golds. So what I'm going to do, I have completed 4 all with that same gold background with the purple dots. And I am doing this via paper piecing. Getting better at it. I have had to rip out a few times, but the little techniques that I've heard on different YouTube videos and then the online videos that I am looking at, those little pearls of wisdom are helping me out a whole lot. So if you're interested in paper piecing, go by and take a listen at some of the videos. So I had to give up podcasting because my daughter came home. So I'm coming back now. And I think I was talking about paper piecing and that the hints that I have heard are working for me. So if you're going to try paper piecing, just search YouTube videos and go online and check out some of the online videos through the Quilt Show and other places like that. Because some of the hints that they give you work very well. So that's about it for paper piecing. The next thing that I want to talk about is paint sticks. Okay, the first thing I want to say is that I did buy some Shiva paint sticks. I got those a while ago, and also 2 sets of rubbing plates. My new purchase that I just ordered today was the DVD, Paint Stick Inspirations, and I think that's by Laura Murray. I was trying to find the YouTube video that Sandy was talking about on her podcast, but wasn't successful in finding it. But I do remember her saying that the video was pretty good, so hopefully that will come to me. I just checked my email to see what the name of the video was, and my video has already been shipped. However, it says that it won't reach me until May 14th. That is just cutting it real close in my move. I don't know why it's taking so long, especially since they're shipping it today. So who knows where it's coming from. But that's neither here nor there. I did get a chance to play with my paint sticks today. I used some black fabric because it seems like that black is the one to practice on. So I'm cutting me out about 4 8x8 squares of black fabric. And I used my gold paint stick, and it's the iridescent line. It's not the matte finish. And I tried my leaf rubbing plates. And it does take a little bit of practice. I'm still trying to figure out how to make my design continuous so it doesn't look like it was 2 different rubbings. I did do one. I have it posted up. I'm going to give it time to dry and see what happens. They say it could take 3 to 7 days to dry totally, depending on how much paint you have on it, but it usually dries within 24 hours to touch. So with the amount that I have on it, I think 24 hours for me will work along in the reference to heat setting it and trying to see, you know, if it rubs off or whatever. But I do have a lot of practicing to do. And like I said, I have to figure out a way to make the design flow smoothly, or is the trick to put different designs all over so it doesn't look like it's just one pattern? Hopefully when I get the DVD, it'll clear up a few questions that I have. Speaking of online viewing, I have recently signed up for Craftsy.com a while ago for different other programs, but I have a free block of the month, a paper piecing video, a quilting video, and another video that I have signed up through Craftsy when they were having a sale for $30. The one thing that I like about Craftsy is once you sign up for a video, you can watch it as long as you like. It doesn't expire. It doesn't expire a year from now. So it's like never ending. That's why I like it, and that's why I spend the money. I do belong to the quilt show and one other one. I can't remember which one. And I watch those, but those are yearly memberships. So with Craftsy, they have some things that I like. So I decided that was a better purchase for me because I can go back over and over and over again, look at tips, hints, and maybe it's not so good once you become proficient at it. But to be proficient at any time, at anything, it takes a lot of practice. And for me, it works. So as I was saying, I'm doing a machine embroidery. Not machine embroidery, I take that back. A machine quilting on a domestic sewing machine video via Craftsy. And it's called Machine Quilting and Beyond. And right now I am getting ready to set up to do this quilt that she does as a sample quilt. She has three flowers and freeform feathers. She shows you how to do feathers and other different embellishing techniques. So I'm hoping that this will work for me. So be on the lookout for my practice in machine quilting and beyond. I do want to say this one thing about her video, and I think her name is Sharon Peterson. I think that's what her name is. She has you draw it on paper first to get that muscle memory going, and then she has you draw it on the edges of your quilt top where you have extra fabric so that you can check your stitches to make sure that the tension and all of that is correct before she actually has you do it on the quilt top itself. So by the time you get to the quilt top, you would have practiced a couple of times before you get there. So hopefully the muscle memory will happen. If it doesn't happen, you have your practice sandwiches she has you put together as well. And I know that the Free Motion Quilt Project and Leah Day all has you do the same thing. So I'm taking little bits of everybody and I'm making it my own. So if you haven't checked out Craftsy, go to craftsy.com. It's craftsy.com. Just take a look around. And if you just want to see how the format is, I think their block of the month episode or instructional video is free. So you might just try that out just to get a sampling, as if maybe you would be interested. Maybe not, but like I said, the block of the month was a free video at the time that I downloaded it. So go by, take a peek, look at a sample video and see how you like it. So while I was out of town, of course, you know, I had to find a quilt shop. I have now found my new LQS. It is called Colonial Quilt, and it is located in Savannah, Georgia. I think this is going to be a good fit for me. I spoke with the owner. We have some things in common. She was at a previous place that I used to work, and now she is back in Savannah. So we hit it off kind of good. She did tell me that when I get there, that I want to participate in the Red Bag group. And what that is, she has red shopping bags that when you purchase the bag certain days of the month and on your birthday month, you can fill that bag full of whatever and you get 25% off of whatever is in that bag. So I thought that was a pretty good deal. You can always use some kind of discount on quilting fabrics. The other reason that I like her shop is that she carries Bernina's, and I do have a Bernina, so that is good for me. Now I have to find a Viking shop because I have a Viking as well, which was my original sewing machine, but I've always wanted a Bernina, and I bought a Bernina via eBay a while ago. Sometime last year. It hadn't been that long. I haven't had it a year yet, and I love it. A Bernina was my dream machine, but at the time, someone that I knew was able to get me a good discount on my first embroidery machine, the Viking Rose. So that's why I went to Viking. And I've just stuck with it since. But now that I have the Bernina, I so want that brand new 840. But I can't justify the purchase right now because I do have that Viking Designer SC, and I also have an older model Viking Rose that had the little floppy disk that fit, the little card thing that fit in this machine. And I think my embroidery module, the largest I could do was a 4x4 square. But for a first machine, embroidery-wise, it was perfect for me. But getting back to my local quilt shop, and having the discount little sale thing once a month, having the Bernina dealership there, carrying Isochord thread, having a selection of batiks, of which I did sample a few, purchase them and stuff them in my suitcase to bring them home so that they can live in my batik beauty. With all of that goodness going on in the back room, there is a long arm machine. Yes, a long arm machine. Now, the excitement for that is because she rents time. Once you take that initial how-to class, she rents time out for $15 an hour. I think that's a little more than what Katie's long arm rental charges, but for me, it works. Once I take the initial class, I can probably sign up for, 3 or 4 hours at the time and just go in and quilt. I have played with not a long arm, but the basis of a long arm because I have a handy quilter frame and my brother PQ1400 has handy handles that attach to it. So I have played with a machine like that. I may set mine up once I get to my new place because I have a bigger craft room and I may be able to set that whole deal up in that room in the center. So we'll see how that goes. But I really do want to learn how to use that bigger long arm because I can get bigger quilts on it. And I don't have so much under the harp of the Brother PQ1500 once you start rolling up the areas that you have already quilted. Now, the other thing that I like, she says that she's thinking about retiring in a couple of years. And I was telling her my dream once I retire is to own a quilt shop with a long arm machine. And so maybe if the planets align and the stars align, the creek don't rise and God's willing, maybe her retirement and my retirement will come simultaneously and I can be a quilt shop owner. I can dream. That's my goal once I retire, is to be a quilt shop owner. Now, I will say that she told me that she could sell me her long arm. It's not a Gamble. It's not an APQS. It's an Ashley 10 Lizzie. But it works for me. So I'll let you know how that comes along. Once I really know when I'm leaving, I know it's mid-month. Once I know that I'm going to get there, I need to call and make my appointment so that I can get my initial class done. And then I can get some quilting done. So I am so looking forward to getting to Savannah. I was just re-listening to part of the broadcast or the podcast that I just completed. And notice the little background noise. Please forgive that. I had my daughter on mute and I was fiddling around trying not to let my phone die and fall off. So you do hear some background noise. Hopefully it wasn't too irritating. But like, it is a free broadcast or podcast, and unfortunately, we have those kind of things that happen here and there, so please forgive me. Last but not least, I'm going to talk about finishes. I've only finished two things since the last time I talked, and finishes to me, as I've said, I think previously, is top sandwich quilted, bound, label, if you choose to or not. So I did, like I say, finish two things. I have finished my birdie quilt top or wall hanging for my daughter's cubicle. I gave it to her this past weekend. She came up from the Orlando area to spend the days with me in Savannah. So I gave that to her, and she thought it was very cute, and she's going to hang it up in her cubicle tomorrow. So she has a spot already picked out for it, and she was very happy with it. My other finish since we last spoke is window spots. It was the kit that I bought from the Mid-Atlantic Quilt Festival this past February, and it is made out of the cherry wood fabrics. So those of you who have followed me have seen the little wall hanging before, but now it is totally finished. I don't have a label on the back. However, what I am going to try to do is to find me some sort of marker to actually write on it. The quilting is basically straight lines, quarter inch apart, not necessarily straight lines, but they have some curves and sways and whatever. And then I had done a few spirals that centered out, that goes out to the edge, and I like it. I showed it to the owner. I showed the picture, because it was on my phone, to the owner at the quilt shop in Savannah, and she says once I got it all done, she wants to see it in person because she kind of liked the quilt. So once I get down there, I'll get it to her so she can see it. Oh, and speaking of the owner, I'm done with finishes. But speaking of the owner at the local quilt shop, I mentioned to her, and I don't know why I did this, that I did a quilting podcast. So she wants me to send her a link so that she can tell everybody that comes in the store. And I mentioned all of my faves and all of the other quilty podcasters. So what I may do, because she mentioned that she would be interested in listening to quilting podcasts, when I get a little minute or two, I am going to try to get everybody's link up so that I can forward it to her so she can send it out to new listeners or new potential listeners. So if you would like to be included in that listing to send to the owner of Colonial Quilts in Savannah, shoot me an email or to shoot me an email to n2purple@gmail.com. That is the letter N, the number 2, P as in Paul, R as in Red, P as in Paul, L as in Lima, the number 2 at gmail.com, and let me know if you're interested in me submitting your link to her. So with that said, that's all I have for this podcast. And as usual, if you'd like to leave me a comment, you can do so at thequiltingpot.podbean.com or at thequiltingpot.com. Please feel free to leave me or any other podcasters an iTunes review or a star rating. You can follow me on Pinterest, Ravelry, and Twitter as KnittyAJ. So, until next time, may all your seams be straight.